You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm now joined by Special Projects Manager for the RNIB, Steve Packer. We're going to be talking about the supermarkets and the situation that has arose around coronavirus and the coronavirus pandemic. Thank you very much for joining us, Steve. So the first question, any major updates for our blind and visually impaired listeners around supermarkets?
Oh, there certainly is. I mean, just to give a bit of background, since the coronavirus outbreak, which started back in March, it became very apparent quickly that accessibility to groceries for our blind and partially sighted community would become more of a challenge, both shopping in store, but particularly securing online delivery slots. I'd say during the last 6 weeks, all of the mainstream supermarket chains have been pushed to maximum capacity, despite adding additional slots, investing in more delivery vans and recruiting extra delivery drivers. And this, on some occasions, has left our blind and partially sighted people with less options to source their groceries. So we've been working very closely with most of the mainstream supermarkets. With the help of some of our colleagues, we have put together a best practice guidance, which basically highlights all the challenges that a blind or partially sighted person would have in shopping and accessing most supermarkets under the new conditions. Social distancing being obviously the biggest challenge. The best practice guidance has been shared with Tesco, Sainsbury's, Waitrose, and they have all accepted either in full or in part those guidelines and have implemented them into their own store policies. Now, this hasn't been an instant reaction. We've had to nurture relationships, build on those, and have continued dialogue over the last 6 weeks. But the success rate has now been that Sainsbury's certainly have taken on those guidance in full. Tesco are in the process of implementing them, and Waitrose have also not just implemented them, but added extra bits that have supported our community. We also have explored a slightly different area due to the problem with online delivery slots and capacities reaching maximum. We have approached a wholesalers called Breaks. Breaks in normal circumstance would provide food for restaurants, hotels, clubs, and obviously because most of those are shut at the moment, there's been capacity for them to look somewhere else. We are collaborating together to provide a dedicated telesales service where we would provide a number for our customers and they can call and get delivery via those channels. And we hope to have that signed off by close of play tomorrow.
And just for our listeners, in case it's gone out, close play tomorrow would be the end of the 13th of May, so Wednesday the 13th of May, and we will give you updates here on RNIB Connect Radio and on all RNIB social media. So would this help, would this number, you know, would it be a call them yourself, or would you go through the RNIB, or and where would people be able to get those, and where would people be able to get that number when it is released?
Okay, so it will not be a referral service. We will publicise to our groups that particular dedicated number. They can then call that number. There will be a telesales operative at the end of the line who will be able to not only take the order, but talk through some of the product ranges in a little bit more detail than probably the mainstream supermarkets would. However, they have also provided a selection of food boxes, which have become very popular during this period. And if it's just a case of them wanting a particular food box, it's a nice, simple and easy transaction with delivery to the doorstep. What we have also insisted is that the delivery drivers are accessibility trained, and we've given them guidelines. And also any marketing collateral that is produced, including flyers or information about the food boxes, again, is accessible to blind and partially sighted people.
And I think one of the main questions that people will be asking is how quickly is this going to be able to be turned around? Because obviously, with traditional supermarkets, the waiting times are now days, weeks long. How are breaks going to make sure that people are able to get their groceries quickly?
Okay, that's a very poignant question. So, there are postcode restrictions to this service, and we'll make sure in our communications we make clear who can receive these orders. And we are having a turnaround of between 24 and 48 hours for delivery, which is considerably quicker than, as you say, most of the supermarkets can offer at the moment. The beauty of this is if there's any repeat business, is obviously the customer details will then already be on the database and quick deliveries can be turned around again.
And potentially another poignant question, but maybe even a hard question. How are they to know that these people are, blind or partially sighted? What's to stop anybody calling up and saying, yeah, I'm the person in need? There are obviously people who are going to take advantage, unfortunately, of this situation. We've seen, people making the most when it comes to fraud and stuff like that. But how are these people on the other end of the phone going to know that it is, in fact, a blind or partially sighted person?
So we're going to be very careful how we share this information. It will be done in a very succinct manner, but inevitably, if information goes out onto certain social media channels, numbers do get leaked. We don't anticipate this being a major issue, and if there are any concerns, then breaks will actually come back to either myself or one of my colleagues and flag that up. We don't anticipate this being an issue. Some of the things we've had in the past is that the supermarket free phone numbers have escaped into the wrong quarters and they have been misused. But that has been flagged very quickly and numbers taken off. So I'm basically doing supermarket updates every day for RNIB, where I look at what the supermarkets are doing, what changes there are, and these are being updated on our RNIB website. So I'd like to think that everything is fresh and relevant.
Perfect. And if you need any other information from the RNIB, remember the helpline is there for you. The number is 0303 123 9999, and they can give you, like I said, any information or any help you may need during this time. Well, Steve Packer, Special Projects Manager here at the RNIB, thank you very much for joining us at RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Cheers, Steve. Let me just hit